Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller and we are learning the Tractate of Megillah together. This series is a project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavuah Foundation. We are in the middle of Daf Hey Amud Aleph 5a. We just learned the second Mishnah in our tractate. And the first topic was, what is considered a large city? So the Gemara is going to discuss that very briefly. We're right in the middle of the page where the two bolded letters Gimel Mem for Gemara are. Tana, it said in the Mishnah, Asara Batlanin, that you need to have 10 unemployed men who are in the city in order for it to be considered a big city. Now the Gemara adds here, Shebe Beit HaKnesset. It's not in the Mishnah, but it means that you have 10 men who are in a kolel, they're in the shul and they're available. As Rashi says, that they are Betelin Mimlachtan, they don't have other work to do. The Nizonin Mishel Tzibor, and they are paid for by the community in order that they should be available for davening to make sure that there's always a minyan. So it's not clear to me if they're really kolo guys or if they just hang around. Presumably it would be better if they did some learning in between minyanim. But that's all it discusses. The second topic that we were discussing in our Mishnah is the question of whether or not whenever we have something that happens on Shabbos so we can't do it, like Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Sukkot falls on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Purim falls on Shabbos, any of these situations, ought we to move it backwards to Friday and Thursday or move it forward to Sunday? That's the topic we're discussing. So Be'elu, in the case of reading the Megillah, Amru Makdimin V'lo Ma'acharin. The Gemara says that we should push the reading of the Megillah back to the previous market day. We go earlier than Shabbos and not later. Third line of the Gemara, Mem Tet, stands for my time. Well, what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Shmuel that there is a verse in the Megillah, which we discussed earlier. And the verse says, V'lo Ya'avor, you shall not pass. And what it means, you shall not pass, is that you cannot read the Megillah later. So we said the latest day for reading the Megillah is the 15th day of Adar, which is the day that walled cities are supposed to read it. And you cannot; they already cannot read it on the 16th. That is the latest possible day. V'lo ya'avor means you cannot go later. So that's why we go earlier in the reading of the Megillah, because we have a hard stop date. Now, that's all the Gemara talks about briefly here. Now, truth is, this statement was said in the name of Rabbi Abba in the name of Shmuel. And so the Gemara just likes to lump these things together. It teaches us another teaching in the name of Rabbi Abba in the name of Shmuel that has nothing to do with Purim. So here it goes. V'am Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. Minayin she'ein monin yamim l'shanim. How do you know that if you take a vow, we're talking about the laws of vows, you take a vow for a year, that we count that year not in terms of days, but in terms of months. Shenemar l'chodshei hashana, because it's the year, the months of the year. Chadashim atamoneh, you count months, l'shanim, for a year. V'atamoneh yamim l'shanim, and you don't count days for a year. So if you were counting a year, you might want to count a solar year, which would be 365 days. But if you're counting months, you're going to wind up with potentially a lunar month, which would be 354 days. So the number of days is not what's going to define the length of your vow. It's going to be 12 complete months from when you take it. Similarly, v'rabbanan de Kesari, the rabbis in Caesarea, mishum Rabbi Abba Amru, in the name of Rabbi Abba, they said, minayin she'ein mechashvin sha'ot l'chadashim. How do you know that we don't count a vow of months in terms of hours? Shenemar ad chodesh yamim, as it says in Bamidbar, a month of days. Yamim atam mechashev, you count days, l'chadashim, for months. V'i atam mechashev, sha'ot l'chadashim. In other words, we don't start the vow from the time that you made it, and you don't count specifically the number of hours that ought to be in a month until your vow is over. But the day that you're in becomes the day, and you count days. Now, it could be that your month is going to be, sometimes the month is 29 days and sometimes 30 days. So exactly how long your vow is going to be is dependent on whether it's a short month or a long month, but it will not be counted in partial days. That's the teaching, and it's just stuck in here because it's said in the same name as the rabbi who was teaching about Purim. So we're at the two dots, which is four lines down in the wide lines. And now we're going to discuss the other things, the other Jewish topics that are pushed off later instead of earlier. So we said Aval Zman Atzei Kohanim, the time for the wood of the Kohanim, V'tishabav and Tishabav, V'chagiga and the festival offering, and Hakel and the once every 7 years gathering in Jerusalem, Me'acharin V'lo Makdimim. So let me just describe what each of these situations is. There was a rotation for donating wood to the Beit HaMikdash. You had to bring wood in order to keep the sacrificial fires going all the time. And when you would bring the wood, there was also a korban that was brought. And in the situation that worked out where that korban was going to be brought on Shabbat, you would not bring it on that day, but you would bring it on the following day on Sunday. Similarly, Tisha B'Av sometimes can fall on Shabbos, and if it does, then the fast day is pushed off to Sunday, which is what happened this past year. The Chagiga is similarly, if the festival, first day of the festival falls out on Shabbat, when you come to Jerusalem, you're supposed to offer this special offering for the festival, and you don't offer it on Shabbat, you push it off to Sunday. Similarly, with Hakel, they did this huge gathering where all of the Jewish people, men, women, and children would gather together. If that fell out on Shabbat, it was always pushed off to the next day. Okay, so why are these pushed off to the next day when Purim and the reading of the Megillah is pushed back earlier? So each one has its own reason. So the first one says Tisha B'Av. The reason we push Tisha, that we go forward in Tisha B'Av instead of backwards, Akdume Puranut Lo Mikadmi. Nobody welcomes suffering earlier. Since Tisha B'Av is such a terrible day and it's a fast day and a day of mourning, we don't do it earlier. That would seem like we're too eager. So instead we push it off. We do it as late as we can possibly do it. Chagiga, the Hakel, the festival offering and the once every 7 years gathering of Hakel, Mishum is for a different reason. It's because De'akate, akate means still. De'akate, it's still lomata zman, the time has not arrived, chiyuvayhu, of their obligation. In other words, you can't do things until the proper time arrives. You can't bring a festival offering until it's the festival. So bringing it earlier would be completely invalid. And you can't do Hakel, which has to be done on Sukkot, before Sukkot has arrived. So doing it earlier is just too early. It doesn't count. So once the time arrives and you can't do it, you have to do it a little bit later. Now we have a teaching that says Tana, we learn in a Mishnah, Chagiga v'chol zman Chagiga. Not only does the Chagiga get pushed off, but the whole time of a Chagiga. And the Gemara doesn't know what this is. What is the time of the Chagiga? And it's going to give three answers. Okay, so I'm in the first line. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down in the wide lines. Bishlama Chagiga, it makes sense to me that the Chagiga gets pushed off. That if it comes falls out on a time when it would be offered on Shabbat, we push it off till later, lebatar shabta, until after the Sabbath. Ela zman chagiga mahi, but the time of the chagiga. What do you mean by the time of the chagiga? Amar Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia gives the first answer. Hachi kamar. Here's what it means. Chagiga b'Shabbat, Chagiga is not, the Karban Chagiga, the sacrifice of the festival, is not offered on Shabbat. V'olat re'i'ah, afilu b'yom tov. There is another sacrifice that you could bring, which is an olah. So the Chagiga itself, part of it is offered on the altar, but most of it is eaten. It's your festive meal, it's your yontif meal. But there's another sacrifice called the olat re'i'ah, the olah of seeing, of appearing. When you go up to Jerusalem, you appear in Jerusalem on the festival, you bring a special olah, and that olah goes entirely on the altar, and it is not eaten. So that that sacrifice cannot be brought even on Yom Tov. It can't be brought on Shabbat, and it can't be brought on Yom Tov, because you can only bring a sacrifice on Yom Tov that you can eat. And since you don't eat this one, you can't bring it. So what they're saying is Dizman Chagiga Me'acharin, that the time of the Chagiga is connected to this other festival offering, the Olat Re'i'ah, which might even not be able to be offered on the next day if that day is Yom Tov. It's a little bit of a tough explanation to accept, but that's the way that Rashi explains it. Mani, who does this go according to? Beit Shammai, this is the opinion of the House of Shammai, the Academy of Shammai. Ditnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim. Now that Beit Shammai Omrim at the end of the line is in brackets, and the usual convention is when the words are in brackets, we read them. When they're in parentheses, we don't. So we're going to read them. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Mevin Shlamim bi Yom Tov, you can bring a Shlamim on Yom Tov, and the Karban Chagiga is a Shlamim. A Shlamim is an offering of which part of it is eaten by the owner. And that's part of the celebration of the Yom Tov. V'ein somchin alehen, but we don't do smicha on them. Before you bring a offering, you give it rabbinic ordination. No, I'm just kidding. It's the same word, but it means something different. The owner has to put his hands on the head of the animal and push down as if to say, the animal represents me. And that ritual of smicha, of leaning on the animal, is not done when the sacrifice is offered on Yom Tov. Avalo olot, but you cannot offer olot at all. As we mentioned before, the olat re'iyah cannot be offered on Yom Tov. That's Beit Shammai's opinion, and that's why this is Beit Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel, however, disagrees. Ubeit Hillel, that's the abbreviation Bet Hey, Vav Bet Hey, and Beit Hillel. Omrim, mivin shlamim ve'olot, you may not only bring shlamim sacrifices, but also ola sacrifices. V'somchin alehen, and you can also do smicha on them. In other words, Beit Hillel says it's business as usual on the festival in the Beit HaMikdash. Beit Shammai is much more stringent, which he usually is. Okay, the second explanation of what we mean by Zman Chagiga, the time of the Chagiga, as opposed to the Chagiga itself, is given by Rava. Rava Amar, Chagiga kol Zman Chagiga, me'acharin tfei, lo. You may not push it off further. In other words, the Zman Chagiga means there's a certain amount of time that you can push it off, and you can't push it off further. Ditnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Misha lo chag biyom tov harishon shel chag, the person who didn't offer the chag sacrifice, the Chagiga, on the first day of the festival, chogeg v'holech, he can celebrate, in other words, bring the sacrifice, he can bring the sacrifice going on and on, et kol haregel kulo, all the way through the festival, v'yom tov ha'acharon shel chag, and the last day of the festival. Here we're talking about Sukkot. So you basically have 7 or 8 days when you can bring this Karban Chagiga. If you miss it on the first day, the time of the Chagiga is the whole festival. Avar HaRegel, if the festival passes, you know, you missed your chance, Velo Chag, and he didn't bring the Karban Chagiga, Eino Chayav Ba'acharito, then he is off the hook. I mean, he missed his opportunity, but he is no longer responsible to bring it. He no longer can bring it. So the Zman Chagiga really is a thing. It means the whole festival. Third and final answer is given by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, Chagiga v'chol zman Chagiga. What does it mean? Not just the Chagiga, but the whole time of the Chagiga. Me'acharin, we push it off. Va'afilu atzeret, even on Shavuot. Dechad yoma me'acharin, which is only 1 day, we still push it off. Titnan, as we learn in the Mishnah. Modim, we agree, she'im chal atzeret liyot b'shabbat, that if Shavuot falls out on Shabbat, Sheyom tevoach, that the day of slaughtering, in other words, the day when you'll bring the sacrifice, is achar haShabbat, is following the Shabbat. Now you might think that on Pesach and Sukkot, which are 7 8-day holidays, that you can have a whole Zman Chagiga, the whole festival. But on Shavuot, which is only a 1 day holiday, we do it for 2 in the diaspora, but it's 1 day holiday in Israel, that you wouldn't be able to push it off, because by the time you get to the next day, it's after the festival. But this comes to teach us that the Chagiga does have a Zman, and that the day after Shavuot, you may bring the Tashlumin, the makeup sacrifice, as well. If it falls out on Shabbat, you can bring it on Sunday. Okay, we're at the very last line of Daf Hamad Aleph. We're going to stop here and continue with a new topic in the next recording. Have a wonderful day.